he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny. For he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive into, well, some pretty wild stuff happening right now.
Oh, absolutely. And I have a feeling we'll be using the word wild a lot today.
From what I've seen, you're not wrong. Okay, so quick overview for our listeners. We're diving headfirst into the latest news stories, the ones that have everyone talking science, tech, even a little bit of pop culture, because, well, why not?
Sounds like a plan. And we're talking about the stories that make you stop and think, wait, what did I just read?
Exactly. So to kick things off, let's talk about a discovery that's making waves in the scientific community. Get this. Scientists have found a jellyfish, right? A jellyfish that's basically figured out how to be immortal.
It's true. We're not talking about your average run-of-the-mill jellyfish here. This one, when it gets injured or starts to, you know, get up there in age, it can actually revert back to an earlier stage in its life cycle, like hitting a reset button.
Hold on, back up a sec. It goes back to being a, what do you call it, a polyp, the little stalk thing they are before they become a full-blown jellyfish.
You got it. Imagine a butterfly. Instead of, well, you know, dying, just deciding to become a caterpillar again. It's blowing researchers' minds, especially those looking into anti-aging. Just imagine the possibilities if we could do something similar with human cells.
Okay, yeah, now I see why they're calling it the immortal jellyfish. That's some next-level regeneration. But it makes you think, on a larger scale, what would a world even look like if aging wasn't always a limiting factor?
It's a question that goes way beyond just science. You know, it makes us think about our values, what it means to be human. Could we even wrap our heads around living for centuries longer than we do now? What would that do to society? I don't even know.
Talk about a science fiction scenario we might actually have to deal with someday. Okay, everyone, deep breaths, because we're switching gears big time for our next story. We're going from the wonders of the deep sea to, well, a record-breaking knitting session.
You heard right. Apparently, a man in Sweden just set a new world record for the longest knitting marathon ever. Get this, 49 hours straight.
49. I can barely sit still for 49 minutes. Seriously, the amount of yarn, the caffeine, not to mention the sheer willpower to just keep going like that, it boggles the mind.
Right. Makes you wonder what goes through someone's head while they're knitting for 2 days straight. But beyond just being an incredible feat of endurance, I think it speaks to something very human, you know?
Right.
That drive to test our limits, to see what we're capable of when we really set our minds to it.
For sure. It's a good reminder that sometimes the most interesting stories are about pushing boundaries in the most unexpected ways. But speaking of pushing boundaries, let's talk about a field where science fiction seems to be merging with reality. Faster than ever.
Yeah.
Brain-computer interfaces.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely pushing boundaries with this one in ways that are, yeah, a little awe-inspiring, but also, I have to admit, a little bit unnerving, too. I mean, we're talking about a direct link between our brains and machines.
For those of us who haven't quite caught up to that sci-fi future yet, what exactly are we talking about here? When you say brain-computer interface, what does that even look like?
Okay, so imagine this. Just thinking about moving your arm, and that thought alone, that thought is enough to, say, control a robotic arm or even play a video game. That's the kind of thing that's becoming possible with BCIs. Companies like Neuralink, they're doing some pretty amazing stuff. Did you see that video of the monkey playing Pong with its mind?
Yeah, okay, mind-controlled video games. Now, that's just cool. But seriously, though, the potential here, especially for people with disabilities, that's huge.
Absolutely. Imagine someone who's paralyzed being able to walk again. Or someone who's completely locked in, unable to communicate, being able to share their thoughts effortlessly. That's the kind of future we're talking about. But, and this is a big but, as with anything this powerful, there's a whole other side to consider, the ethical side.
Right.
Exactly. And to be honest, we're kind of in uncharted waters here. What does it mean for privacy, for security, if our thoughts aren't entirely our own anymore? Could someone hack into your brain? Where does the line even blur between us and the technology? These are questions we're going to have to grapple with.
Yeah, exhilarating and terrifying all at the same time. I get it. But on the topic of mind-boggling technology, let's talk about something that might be even harder to wrap our heads around. quantum computing.
Ah, from the brain to the quantum realm. Quite a leap. It's almost like we're challenging our listeners to expand their minds today, right?
Exactly. So to keep things simple, or as simple as we can make them with a topic like this,
okay.
How would you explain quantum computing? What's all the hype about?
Okay, so imagine you have to find one specific grain of sand on an entire beach. A regular computer, it'd be like searching each grain one by one until you found the right one. But a quantum computer, it could, in theory, analyze every single grain of sand at the same time. That's the power of quantum mechanics. We're talking about doing calculations at speeds that would make a classical computer look like it's standing still.
So instead of bits, which are like an on-off switch, we have these qubits that are like both on and off at the same time. Talk about multitasking.
That's the basic idea. It's about harnessing the weirdness of the quantum world to do things that were just impossible before, and the potential applications. Everything from developing new drugs and materials to revolutionizing financial modeling and artificial intelligence.
So problems that would take a normal computer hundreds, thousands of years to solve, a quantum computer could potentially crack in, what, minutes? It's mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing is an understatement. But speaking of things that shape our future, let's take a break from the hard science for a minute and talk about something a bit more, shall we say, imaginative.
Oh, you mean like the Marvel Universe?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they've definitely captured a lot of people's imaginations, that's for sure.
They've practically created their own world at this point, haven't they? Movies, TV shows, comics, all these stories woven together. But it makes you wonder, is this the future of storytelling, this kind of interconnected universe?
It's interesting, right? On the one hand, you've got this amazing depth. Every detail matters. Every story connects to a bigger picture. But then again, does it get a bit predictable? Like, is there any room for surprises when everything is so planned out?
It's like comparing a perfectly manicured garden to a wild forest, right? Both beautiful in their own way, but totally different experiences. It'll be fascinating to see what happens. Will everything become interconnected, or will we see a resurgence of those standalone stories, those hidden gems? Only time will tell.
Speaking of things that capture our attention, can we talk about the internet's ability to take something completely random and turn it into a global phenomenon? Remember that whole moonwalk robot dance thing?
Oh yeah, how quickly a silly little online trend can suddenly be everywhere.
One day it's a meme, the next day everyone's doing it. What is it about these trends that just capture our imaginations, even if it's just for a little while?
Mm-hmm.
Really makes you wonder, like, what will the internet latch onto next? But okay, moving on from viral dance moves to something else that's got everyone talking, AI-generated art. That's a whole other can of worms, right?
It really is. It's like we're trying to figure out where art and technology intersect and where the lines get blurry. Because you have these algorithms that can create some pretty incredible stuff, paintings, music,
Yeah. Even
poetry.
Yeah, and it's good stuff, too.
Like, yeah.
Legitimately good. Does that mean you don't need actual human artists anymore? It makes you wonder.
Right. And that's the big question. It could be amazing, right? Like democratizing art. Suddenly anyone could create something beautiful, even if they don't have, you know, years of training.
I see what you mean. It's like this whole other level of accessibility. But what about the artists who have put in the time, honed their craft? Is it fair to say, oh, that algorithm made a better painting than you?
That's the heart of the debate, isn't it? What even is art when it's made by an algorithm? Where's the originality, the human touch, and what happens to those artists, those jobs? Because if an AI can pump out 1,000 logos in the time it takes a human to do a few sketches, well, that's a whole other conversation about the future of work.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. But maybe it's not about AI versus humans. Maybe it's about finding ways they can work together.
I like that. Like a collaboration. Imagine what we could create if we could combine, you know, human ingenuity and that AI processing power. That's pretty exciting when you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today from, well, immortal jellyfish to the power of quantum computers. But I think it's time we address the, shall we say, elephant in the room.
Oh, you mean climate change? It can feel like that sometimes, can't it? Like this huge looming issue.
Exactly. But I think it's important to focus on the positive, you know, because for all the doom and gloom you see in the headlines, there are some amazing people doing amazing things. The advancements in renewable energy, sustainable technology, even ways to capture carbon.
Yeah.
That's got to count for something, right?
For sure. Those innovations are key. But it can't just be about technology, right? It also takes individuals, you and me, doing our part, whether it's cutting down our own carbon footprint, pushing for change, even just staying informed and talking about it. Every little bit helps.
Couldn't agree more. We're all in this together, right? Okay, so ready to end on a high note. We've gone from the bottom of the ocean to the, well, to the limits of human understanding, it feels like. What do you say we finish with something out of this world?
You read my mind. Did you know astronomers found an actual ocean on one of Saturn's moons? Enceladus, I think it's called.
Wait, seriously? As in an ocean of liquid water, hidden under the surface?
That's what they're saying. And not just a little puddle, a vast saltwater ocean. They even think it could potentially support life.
Okay, that's just incredible. Like something out of a movie. It really makes you realize how much is still out there waiting to be discovered. So much we don't know.
You said it. There's a whole universe of possibilities just waiting to be explored.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the mysteries of the cosmos. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
For he is a jolly good fellow. For he is a jolly good fellow. For he is a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. For he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.